This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the past 10 years, the government has taken several measures to strengthen infrastructure to connect all the four corners of the country. The Prime Minister was addressing a public meeting in Rameshwaram after inaugurating Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and laying foundation stone of 8,300 crore rupees worth rail and road projects in Tamil Nadu. He said that the development of Tamil Nadu contributes to the development of the nation.
विकसित भारत के सफर में तमिलनाडु का बहुत बड़ा रोल है मैं मानता हूं तमिलनाडु का सामर्थ्य जितना ज्यादा बढ़ेगा भारत की ग्रोथ उतनी ही तेज होगी बीते दशक में तमिलनाडु के विकास के लिए 2014 से पहले की तुलना में तीन गुना ज्यादा पैसा सेंटर से दिया गया है
Calling the vertical lift sea bridge as a 20th century wonder, he congratulated the engineers engaged in the project, which will boost the ease of doing business, trade, tourism, and provide jobs for the people. The Prime Minister said that it was a precious moment to offer prayers at the ancient Rameshwaram temple and hand over the project on this day. Calling the projects as a gift on Ram Navami, he recalled the mention of Lord Ram in Sangam literature.
I feel blessed. That I could pray at the Ramana Swami temple today. On this special day, I got the opportunity to hand over development project worth 8,300 crore rupees. These rail and road projects will boost connectivity in Tamil Nadu.
President Draupadi Murmu departed for Lisbon today, the first leg of her two-nation-state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister, Luís Montenegro, and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. The President's visit to Portugal is taking place after a gap of 27 years and comes as India and Portugal are celebrating 50 years of diplomatic relations. Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervour and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Ram, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In Ayodhya, people are celebrating Ram Navami with enthusiasm. Special rituals are being performed at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple on the occasion of Ram Navami in Ram Nagari. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished all countrymen on the holy festival. Renowned Indian sand artist Sudarshan Patnaik has become the first Indian to receive the prestigious Fred Darrington Sandmaster Award for his outstanding contributions to sand art. The award was presented during the Sand World 2025 International Sand Art Festival in Dorset, England. To mark the occasion, Patnaik created a 10-foot-high sculpture of Lord Ganesha carrying the message of world peace. The award holds special significance this year as it commemorates the 100th birth anniversary of legendary British sculptor Fred Darrington. Heavy rains have struck parts of earthquake-hit Myanmar, worsening relief efforts and increasing the risk of disease outbreaks. The death toll from March 28 magnitude 7.7 quake has risen to at least 3,471, with over 4,600 injured and 214 missing. In Mandalay, near the quake's epicenter, rain and strong winds hit tent camps, soaking survivors and their belongings. More rain and temperatures up to 37 degrees centigrade are expected, raising fears of cholera and other illnesses. The earthquake severely damaged six regions, including the capital Naypyidaw, disrupting power and communications. In the IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans have won the toss and elected to bowl against Sunrisers Hyderabad at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad. Gujarat, with two wins from three matches, stands third in the points table, while Hyderabad, with just one win from four matches, is at the bottom of the table and desperate to halt a three-match losing streak. And that is the end of this news bulletin.